See, and I'm recording.
All right, good. All right, I'll let you do it. I'm going to get back to my video editing. Okay. Bye.
All right, Thunderbar. All right, so let's get back to this. And we know that technology is not my strength. And share screen. And there we go. And there we go. All righty. Everybody can see that? Yes?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. So I know Teresa's been with the program for a little bit, but I know there's a couple of others of you that are new. Yeah. And so what I'm going to do is just take you all the way over to the home page. And my computer is slow today. There we go. Probably had too much turkey or something. So this is the home page. When you come in here, and you'll see that I might have different things than you do. So this is just down the center, and I wonder if I can share. You can't see it from the side though. There are boxes. Let's see, how do I change the gallery view? Go back to sharing screen. See if that'll change it. Nope, darn. So what I can't show you is on the right-hand side, there's a list of the different programs. So you can see them both down the middle of your page as well as on the side. You can maybe see a little bit of it underneath here.
The page, the links are off to the side and I see them. So
See them, so maybe it's just me?
Okay. Do you see a little arrow? See if it's on your screen and you see it, but no, I see it. It says Lynn, you're logged in.
Okay.
Your
what I see on my screen is the list of everybody's. So I see me and Z and Teresa.
You have to drag that all away. You have to make your window bigger to make it take up your whole screen. Oh, you have a little. Yeah, there you have a little screen.
I got it.
All right. I'll just hang on for a while, and if I hear you get in trouble, I'll come back in.
Okay.
Technology queen. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I am not the technology. I can play with it and hope that nothing breaks, but I am not the queen. All right, so then on the right-hand side, you'll see, yeah, this way you know that you're logged in and you're logged in correctly. If you want to change your password, on the right-hand side, again, you'll see reset password. If you need help, you can, and see, this is where that little nifty arrow comes in handy. If you want to see something that's underneath there. So if you need help on any topics, downloading materials, technical assistance, if you want to just send us an email, you can find that resource there. Week at a glance calendar is there, and we'll go over that in a little bit. You want to know all the things that you have access to. So this is everything that's in INE. Those are all 36 modules. And then you can go through them. They're right now in alphabetical order on this side. So that may not be, you're not going to start at the top and work your way down. But you know, if you know you want to go to micronutrients, you can just go there and that'll bring it all up here. And you can see it there. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that that was another way you could maneuver in and out of the different modules. You have, your advanced clinical resources, the digestive mastery, the blood sugar balancing, and again, the full NEPT. And this is in module order. So you've got it in two different viewpoints. Your practice building success system, right there. And live events, so that's your SHINE conference and the practitioner retreats. You can do it by dates. So anytime you see a little arrow, you can move it up and down and find out more. You can also get to the Vibrant Living member site, which is our client site from this area. Again, you've got a little down arrow and you can go in there that way. And we'll do that in a little bit. And that is it on the right-hand side. I'm going to go back to the home page. So we have lots of different ways that you can maneuver into and out of different parts of the program. So there again, you've got right down the middle, all those different ways, and another way to contact us. All right. Let's see, open this up, maybe. That's what I want. All right, does anybody have any questions so far on that part? Nope, okay. And feel free to unmute yourself at any time and ask a question.
I actually do have a quick question.
All right.
So when I'm looking at the NEPT, my list of options under NEPT is much shorter than yours. Is that just because those are the modules that have been opened to me?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'll build on each other.
Right. Okay. That's good. I wanted to make sure I had access to all the things I should have access to, and I know there's others that aren't available to me yet.
Right. As you go through, you'll get more. Okay. You'll find out more things. Yeah. I've been in it a little bit longer, so I have more things open and available to me. And you will too.
I will. I think you have all the things, and I want all of them.
And then you get it, and you're like, what do I do with it now? All right, so we'll go over the schedule tab. And I always just go to all calls. All right. All right. So if you know that you want to go to a call, you can just click on one of these right away. But if you need to go through, you can just scroll through and we'll be doing that. And then we have the week at a glance or the month at a glance. So we'll just look at the week at a glance right now. And you may have seen this before. This is a nice handy dandy way to look and see where we are and what calls are coming up. So here we are right now with our orientation call. Some of these calls you'll see on here, you don't have access to all of them. Like this one, it's ERC, which is our client call. It's our year-long energy recharge coaching. And so that's a call for them. But you do have access, you should have access, I believe, to the vital health topic. Although I think I might take that back. That's if you're a member of the vital health community. You get that. And so if you, again, double click on that, you'll see what that call is. So like the call on Thursday is strategies to blitz that belly. And so I can tell you that these are really great educational pieces. I always seem to learn something. So Thursday, there is an INE open office hours call. That's for everybody. That's NEPT, CMDS, and IRSPT. And then this is also a client call, so that's not necessarily for you either. These are for people that are in any of our client programs, such as the Grand Gut Repair Program, the Blood Sugar Balancing Program, the CAFE Adrenal Fatigue Program, or the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program. So that's for them to come and have their questions answered. So this is a relatively light week. Interesting. So then you just go over, you can go backwards and forwards. If you're like, I thought we had a call, you can go backwards if you want to know what's coming up. You can see these calls. So like next week, there's an NEPT open coaching call, there's a case study call, and another client ERC call. I think we're being light this week or this month because of all the holidays and everything. Generally, this is just like nothing but green. So what I tell people is to go through here and write these calls down and put them on your calendar. So at least you have that available to you. You can do the month. If you're really ambitious and want to just do the whole month, you can do that. Just know that they may sometimes change. So you can see here the month of November. And again, one of these little blue arrows will take you over to December. And you'll see more. And I do know we are taking the last 2 weeks of December off from calls. We're not taking them off, but so you can come in here and see. So if you want to come to the CMDS case study call, that's there. And this call, the NEPA, the NEPA call, that's for people who are in the practice accelerator. And if you're not in it now and you are thinking about it for the future, you just come and talk to us. All right. So that is what is at the top here with At a Glance Complete Event Calendar Weekly and Monthly. All right, so now we're going to just keep scrolling down. So we don't have an ACR, an Advanced Clinical Resource Person, scheduled right now for this month, mainly because it's the holidays. But last month it was Dr. Nalini Chilkov talking about traditional Chinese medicine and cancer. And I'll show you where that is in a bit. You may have seen the CMDS case study call on December 4th, and then we're having a virtual retreat for the Digestive Mastery on Saturday, January 7th. So if you have some digestive case studies that you really want to have some intensive work looked at, definitely let us know about that and schedule that in. We don't have any live IRSPT calls right now, but we will after the holidays, more than likely. Okay, so here's your NEPT calls. Open coaching, case studies, lab analysis. The FNC leader meetings, you may have heard me talk about, and Dr. Rita Marie has talked about, that you can have the opportunity after you've been in the program for a little bit to apply to be one of our functional nutrition coaches. And so that's what this is. We meet once a month to discuss the people that we're coaching. Right now we're using Maestro for these calls, but we're rapidly looking at switching over to Zoom. All right, so we did the week at a glance. So here we are, November 28th, that's us. So here's December. Again, another great way to look and see what calls are happening and writing them down on your calendar. And we've got some already for January. And then we don't have a practice building success system person for this month, but we do. Actually, I thought we did. I'll have to ask her about that because I thought we had somebody scheduled for December 15th, Rachel Feldman. So maybe that got switched. So we'll let you know about that. Anyway, and there once again is the month at a glance. If you need some help with accessing the Maestro calls, there's this information. You can use these phone numbers. If you need help with the PIN, just let me know. Raising your hand. I happen to call in most of the time on Maestro using Skype. You can also use Google Talk, sometimes works. We have in the past used Join Me, so that's why that is there, but we're not really using that as much anymore. All right, so I will stop for a moment there and see how what people are thinking. Any questions that they might have.
Hey, Lynn, this is Eva. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
In the archive of the calls, how long do you have? Are they always there? So you have unlimited time or?
The recordings, it's my understanding you always have access to them. They are all downloadable. Okay. So I encourage people that if they have an electronic device, like an iPad or a tablet or their phone, that they download them. And okay. And so like if you have a plane ride or a long trip of some sort, you can always, you'll have that information there for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome. And so let's, on that timely note, let's move over to recordings. Okay, so we've got the ACR guest faculty recordings, and we'll just look at that real quick because there's some amazing people that are in there. Last year we did a whole guest expert series on the gut-brain connection. And so if you're looking for some more really fun geeky stuff to learn from, this would be a great place to do it. So we had Donna Gates, Dr. Martha Herbert, Dr. Rob Knight, he was fun, and then Mike Mutzel. So like I said, that's a really great place for some amazing information. Now we wait. Okay. And so here are the people we've had in the past. Dr. Anna Kabeka, whom many of you may have heard at the SHINE conference. Dr. Ben Lynch, Dr. David Rosensweet, Dr. Dennis Wilson, Dr. Dickon Weatherby, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. Jess Armin, Dr. Kim DeRamo, Dr. Linda Berry, Dr. Nalini Chilkoff, Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson, Dr. Tom O'Brien, and Dr. Tracy Trangentella, and then Elixir. And so I'll just take a quick look at one just so you see how it works. So you have the video of it. You also can download it here. And as an audio, you have full slides, printer-friendly slides, and a free gift. So each of our presenters has given us something that helps us stay connected with them. So for Dr. Kabeka, she has an ebook, she has a webinar jam, an audio, a one-page poster, and 15% savings for anything on her store. So like she was talking about her Jolva at the SHINE conference. Oh, come on. Come on. No, you're there. Oh, this is not fun. There we go. So that's pretty much how they all work. They all have something that they have shared with us so that we get to know them better. I know, for example, with Dr. David Rosensweet on bioidentical hormone replacement, he has this series that he does. It's called Doctor, I Want to Know or something like that. And he does these great webinars to help you know more about hormones and how they work in the body, bioidentical hormones, things like that. So there you go. Just when you thought you had learned enough, there's more. So we have all the clinical mastery of digestive system. We have all those recordings here. And we haven't gotten that to that part yet, but that will be there, the bonus live training call. INE office hours. We did IRSPT back in the spring, so those are there. All of our NEPTs, so there's past orientations, the content and curriculum calls, open coaching, case studies, those are all here. PBSS are the practice building success system, plus we have guest faculty there. So there's six modules in the practice building success system, along with the guest faculty. And again, they all have some type of a gift that they offer us. So just starting at the top, we'll look at Andrea Allen. So you not only have access to her, her call with us, and again, it's all downloadable, MP4, MP3, slides, and then her free gift. So her free gift is either a free like 15, 20 minute session with her just to get an idea of what you're looking for, or you can get a mini VIP day for $97. And I can tell you that a few of our people have worked with her and found it valuable. And so those are the types of things that you'll have access to. So we've got Bill Barron, Master of Enrollment, Carmen Hunter, Safety in the Health Coaching Profession, Kevin George, again, branding, Kim Reddington, speaking, Miriam Zacharias, Making Peace with Marketing, PJ Van Hull on list building, Sean Stewart on Your Money Mindset, Tad Hargrave is the Niching Spiral, and Therese Skelly, How to Get Your Ideal Clients to Say Yes. Here's the six parts. Your target audience, translating what you do with people into a system you can deliver as a program, enrolling clients, networking, affiliates, and teleseminars. All right. So I'm going to stop there for a moment and make sure, does anybody have any questions about any of that? No? Okay. I will keep going on then. Oh, somebody has something in the chat. Let's see, chat. All good on this too. Okay, great. Okay, so now we'll go right into the meat of things, the module indexes. So we've got your ACR modules, which is the Advanced Clinical Resources. We've got the CMDS modules, the Digestive Mastery, Insulin Resistance modules, NEPT modules, Foundations, Mastery when you get there, and the PBSS modules that we just mentioned. So I'm just going to go right to the NEPT modules, Foundations, since you may be in some area of that. If you haven't already done it, I know we have we like to just like go right into it. I'm going to start at module one and get going. But I encourage you to look at the first steps. And do some of those pieces. Now, you guys are lucky you have something that I didn't have when I started. You've got this little checklist. I love these things. They keep me on track. So, you know, it tells you what you need to do. Add your email addresses to your email safe list. If you haven't already, join the INE private Facebook page. If you haven't already, we also have an NEPT Facebook page. They're two different things. The INE Facebook page is for everybody that's in any of the programs. So you're an NEPT, if you're an IRSPT or CMDS, they're all in those, in that Facebook group. The NEPT practitioners is just for people in NEPT. And make an introduction there. Join the Unstoppable Health Facebook group. That's a general public Facebook group, but we share some good information there as well. Visit the INE schedule page and put all live calls in your calendar. Well, you can check that off. We've done that just now. And learn how to use the website and download your materials, audios, and videos. And that's kind of what we're doing here. So those are the types of emails that you want to face, safe list. There's the Facebook group to join. Unstoppable Health, Master Schedule page, which we just went over. And this gives you a little snapshot of some of the things we've talked about. So, you know, that little magic arrow where you can go down and see where things are, that little triangle is going to be really helpful to you. If you are not aware of how to or unsure of how to download things, this gives you the instructions. It, you know, you right click over the download link and select save as. Or at least that's how it works on mine. I have a PC, so I'm not as familiar with Macs. And then bonuses are delivered generally 30 to 60 days after you've joined. So if you haven't seen them there yet, that's more than likely what that is. If it's been longer than that, then please, you can contact us and let us know. Okay, so then, so now I'm going to go to the overview. We can look at this. So the way it works is that you've got your progress checklist, your learning objectives, pretest. And what you're going to be seeing is more like you saw in that getting to know you, that first steps area, is that little checklist, and that'll be showing up here. So what I do, because we didn't have all of those wonderful things, you should have had your big binder received right by now. And if you haven't, let us know. And so I print things like this off. And as I go through it, I can check it off. This is how I use my checklist. But I put this in the appropriate tab for each of my modules. And then we have the learning objectives. The learning objectives actually are listed in the progress checklist, but if you want to just review it, and I will be honest and say I print this out too, but this tells you what you're going to be learning. You know, describe what hormones are, name the major endocrine glands, and as you get yourself ready for this next thing, pretest. The pretest is not graded. There's nobody saying, oh, you got them all right or you got them all wrong. And in fact, it's so not graded, we actually give you the answers right there. But this is another way for you to see what you do or do not know. And another way to find out what it is you're going to be learning in this particular module. So core content. When you open it up with the little green arrow pointing down, you'll see that this core content consists of three different parts to it. Each of the parts will have videos, audio, slides, and transcripts. And again, they're all downloadable. Some pieces of it will have just one video. Others will have two, three, four videos. And I'll just share with you what I do. I print out the slides and the transcripts. And as I'm watching the video, I make my notes on that. Let's see. This one has charts. So they don't always have just different pieces to it. Sometimes they have charts and things that you can print out and lots of good things that you can. You can use as you study. And then after you go through the core content, we have advanced topics and references. And this is if you want to learn a little bit more about it, just cement certain ideas, or maybe you've studied it and you're like, you know, I'm not sure I did understand it. And you've gone over things, but maybe there's some things here in the advanced resources area that will help you better understand that. I mean, we have flashcards. How cool is that? YouTube videos, articles, and occasionally we'll add to this, and if we do, then we'll make sure and reference that, usually in the weekly newsletter. And then we have a next steps. What's fun about these next steps is that it takes everything you've been learning and it puts it into some practical steps that you can use. So, you know, review the major hormones, find someone to whom you can practice explaining. You know, the more you teach, the easier it gets to remember. Explore advanced topics, incorporate the hormone harmonizing diet and lifestyle factors into your own life and teach them to your clients and to your family. I know some people have taken some of this information and they've used it for things like blog posts or newsletters. You can already see how you can start putting this information into action. And then you take your module exam. So right now we're using Exam Professor, and sometime in the not too distant future, we're going to be just using it right here with our Progress Ally.
Sorry?
And somebody has their line open that there's talking. So if you could possibly mute yourself for the moment, that would be great. Okay, so here's the Exam Professor. And there's a couple of places you can get it. You can get it both from your core content as well as under resources. So that's a good thing to know, because if you've gone through the materials and all you want to do is take your exam, that's a good way to access it. So you log in, and there's different little tips and things that we've learned here throughout the last year or two. You know, if you're a Safari user, it might be better to use Chrome or Firefox with the exams. Right now, I have to manually put everybody in. And so if you have not been put in there yet, let me know. And then you have three attempts to pass. A passing score is 80% or more. It is open book. If you get less than 80%, and you don't understand the questions that you didn't get, feel free to contact us and we'll guide you to where to look. We won't give you the answers, but we'll guide you. So this will tell you about the exams that you can take. And let's see. Yeah. The other piece I wanted to mention is that when you're taking the exam, sometimes you might look at the question and go, you know, I think there's more, the answer I want to put in here doesn't seem to be showing. If you run into that, or just always kind of look, because off on the right, you'll see this little scroll bar. If this scroll bar shows up, that means you need to scroll down. There are going to be more answers. There's going to be more to that question. So I wanted to point that out, because there's been a few people who didn't realize that and picked an answer they didn't think was right, and they were right. So I wanted to point that out. And then you will find occasionally you have to be really careful with your little cursor fitting something into the little bubble for the answers. It sometimes is hard, but just play with it and you can get that. All right, I'm gonna see, anybody any questions on any of that?
Lynn, this is Eva again. Yes. I didn't get the binder. I got all the other gifts, the recipes, but I never got the binder.
You haven't gotten the binder. Okay. I will make a note of that and make sure. And you should be getting it, because you're in that area. So you would think that would be the easiest.
Yeah, the recipe came actually from Salt Lake City.
What came from Salt Lake City?
All the recipes, the going to heaven. I believe it's Salt Lake City, somewhere in Utah.
Yep. Well, Salt Lake City is a big part of Utah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make a note for myself. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. Any other questions in terms of the modules, the exams, anything like that? Oh, okay. All right. Resources.
Hi, Lynn. This is Brenda.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I have a question about testing and being able to order testing through different labs.
Okay.
Do we have access to Genova tests?
I don't believe we have Genova. There are some that will not. So this is where you're going to find this information, under resources.
Okay.
EPT resources, and you can see over on the sidebar where it says lab resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait for that to come up. So here's lab ordering for EPT practitioners. There are some labs that have what are called CLIA laws, and so if we do not have a licensure, we are not able to. And the other part of that is there is a possibility we could have if everything went through Dr. Rita Marie, and it almost would have defeated the purpose of what we were trying to do.
Okay. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So we do not have.
If there was a way.
Right now, through her, I will show you that. Months. Yeah, you can order, and you can order through Dr. Rita Marie, and we do still get the results and then send them on to you. It's just you cannot have your own account, and that's what this is on this page.
Right.
All of these here, you can have your own account, and these are the instructions on how to do that.
Exactly. Okay.
And we are.
So then.
Yeah. We are adding a process for precision analyticals, but that's not that's not completed yet at this point.
They're pretty easy. they actually let me do it already.
Okay.
They're pretty easy. Yeah. It's just those like Cyrex and Genova.
Yeah, Cyrex will not without right. proper licensure, but we can we can order through Dr. Rita Marie. That's not what I wanted.
Okay.
Here it is.
Because I'm working through the Digestive Mastery course, and I've had issues personally with SIBO and critters, and so I was wanting to run, actually my naturopath suggested a Genova, but it's so expensive through her, so I was just wondering if I could get it through Dr. Rita Marie and just run my own.
Right. So if you go to the Vibrant, if you go to the Vibrant Living Members site, and again on the right hand side under underneath your membership dashboard, you'll see one that says lab testing. And so if you click on that, you'll have the list that you can order through Dr. Rita Marie. But again, we'll get the results and send them to you. So it's not like
you
set up your own account. And
that's fine.
And let's see. So we've got, well, obviously we have Cyrex. We've got Diagnostics, Doctor's Data.
Or what test do you like for a really good comprehensive stool to show the environment and the bacteria and any critters?
Well, if you can, I like to do both the BioHealth as well as Doctor's Data.
Okay. Yeah, I like BioHealth too.
Yeah, the BioHealth 401H is really good. And then I like to combine that with the Doctor's Data. Where did it go?
Do they show the sensitivities if pathogens are detected, what they're sensitive to?
Yeah, and that's why it's nice having both of them, because they both have certain sensitivities that, and they use different, just a little bit different on their, the way they get their results. So, and if you want to learn more, if you click on the details, you know, this gastrointestinal, autoimmune, IBD, IBS, inflammation, food sensitivities, nutritional deficiencies, joint pain. So those are some of the things that are there. And then the BioHealth.
I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah. So those are the two that I recommend to people if they can. Have you already done the assessments?
Working on them.
Okay. Because that can also give you some really good information. I really like to use the digestive assessment, especially the online one, as well as the nutrients. We have a general vitamin and mineral nutrient assessment. Those are really great to start out with. Doing things like your transit timer test is really, can be very helpful. There's also the parasite assessment, the candida assessment. We've got a bunch of different assessments. I like doing those with people first, because there's no financial concern, and so many times we tell people, oh, do this test, this test, this test, and that's, that costs a lot of money. And so if I can get them an assessment and just get some ideas and just start working on it from that aspect, then you can...
That's great.
Yeah, then you can really pinpoint more accurately which lab tests, so that they're not just... they don't feel like they're just throwing out money. So I really like using the assessments first.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because they are very expensive.
Yeah, they can be. They sure can be. They're nice, okay, and they're very helpful and impactful for some people, because
right,
when you see it in black and white like that, it's like, oh, okay, this is a real thing.
Right.
Great. Perfect. Question.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this is just more information about the different lab source resources. There's your blood chemistry software. We just sent in everybody's names about 10 days ago, and it takes them a little bit to get them all put in, but you'll get a welcome email from them. And basically the way you access it, it's the same login information that you use for any PT. And then you can start using the blood chemistry software. All right, let's see. Let's go back to resources. So resources, there's the CMDS resources. If you're looking for, if you're going through the digestive mastery portion and you want to have the certification, these are the steps. And it's the same for the insulin resistance and the NEPT course. They're very similar. So basically, we ask for case history interviews. You have a 20-minute interview. Obviously, you can't have a whole intake in 20 minutes. But this gives us a taste as we review them of your style. And after we do that, we'll review it and send you a note saying, hey, this was great, love this part about it, something to think about, to add to your presentation is this. And so that just gives us an idea of how you're doing with that. We also have the written case studies, and there's two of those. Coaching practicum hours. So if you are interested in doing an internship with us and getting your coaching practicum hours this way, there's an application right there. It's not a requirement, but some people like doing it. I can tell you for myself, it's been very helpful for me, because I get that mentorship and through Dr. Rita Marie, as well as we all learn something with each other. So if you're at all thinking about that as you go through the program, I think you'll enjoy it. And then just taking all the exams. And so then after all is that's done, then you get a certificate. Let's see if I can find you what the certificate looks like. It's really cool. I know last year we did a presentation with the people who got the insulin resistance. This is what it looks like. It'll have your name on there, signature. It has this really nice gold seal, dates, the whole bit. So, and we have similar processes for the insulin resistance as well as the NEPT modules. NEPT is, it's a little bit more, oops, wrong one. There's a little bit more to it. There we go. You have three case studies, more practicum hours. You have to do a case study presentation you don't have to do a PowerPoint presentation with that one, but you need to do a case study presentation, a health topic presentation, and that's where you do use a PowerPoint. We have assignments and research papers, your exams, and then finally an oral exam with Dr. Rita Marie. So that is that. Some other resources through NEPT. is there's your master health tracker. So if you want to use that with your clients, this is where you're going to find it. I'll just show that to you real quickly. It's an Excel sheet. So when you click on it, it's going to ask you to save a file. Can you see this still? Oh, it says my sharing is paused. There we go. I guess I can't share it. It's odd. I will show you. I will show you a person's on my Google, just so you get an idea of what it's about. So you can see here, this is the one area people really like. You can it will change colors when they're in range or out of range. And then, so if somebody, for example, using glucose, let's say somebody has high glucose, then you know it might be any one of these things to consider. If it's low, you've got your hypoglycemia or low adrenals, and then some ideas of follow-up. Have they tested their fasting insulin or their hemoglobin A1C? And so this is a really great resource if you haven't already taken advantage of it. I encourage you to do that. And then the other part of that is, let's see here. So you can, on this lab explanation, it kind of summarizes it. You can see, okay, the bun is 2, so that means it's in the pathological range. Carbon dioxide is 1. So you can see that low stomach acid has a lot to do here. So this is, again, it's a great tool for everybody to take advantage of. If you have international clients, you've got an international one where you can convert it over. You've got a place that you can, and I don't know if you, can you see these tabs on the bottom is what I'm talking about. So, you know, glucose tracking, a place for their diet diary or a diet plan you might be suggesting to them, lifestyle, if they're on medications, you know, if they're taking some supplements, this is a great place to put their supplements. If they come to you and they're taking supplements and you say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to suggest you take these, or I suggest you discontinue these. And there's places here where you can put why, you know, why am I going to do it? What are the ingredients in there? That type of thing. So, this is just such an amazing tool. You can keep track of their appointments. If you just want to learn more about them, what it is that they're looking for, then sorry, my grandchildren just came over. So this is just a really great tool that I encourage people to take a look at. Any questions on that? No? Have all of you had a chance to become familiar with the health tracker?
I'm just starting to use it now.
Great. Yeah, I think the more you use it, the more you'll realize what a great tool it is, because you can put all your notes in there. If you make recordings of your calls, there's a place there that you can put like a link to it. So it's like everything all in one.
It's the master index, and it makes my little engineering heart beat fast.
Oh, I bet it does. we have glucose testing resources under the resource page. Again, these are great things to share, you know, how to purchase a glucose meter, how to measure, how to track. You have a little video here that you can share with your clients, measuring your blood glucose. There's a chart here that you can use with your clients. You know, and you can go through this here yourself, and so you'll be more familiar with it. And somebody says, glucose testing resources are not in my version. I think you should have it. More notes for me to take. Thank you for telling me. Okay. All right. So we've got glucose tracking. There's a blood glucose conversion tool in there. If you have, again, if you have international people, charts, more information to help you understand glucose and insulin patterns, how the glycemic index of food is measured, effects of food on glucose and insulin chart, just great tools that you can use for yourself, as well as bits and pieces that you can share with your clients. Lab testing for insulin resistance and blood sugar dysregulation, hemoglobin A1C to blood glucose converter tool. So again, more information that you will really help you. And then if you haven't seen it already, the blood sugar balancing presentation in a box. This is a presentation that Dr. Rita Marie did. It's in an editable form. So if you want to use this in your own community, you can do that. So yeah, here's the PowerPoint, the slides, the transcript, so you know what she said. So as you're actually going through this, then you can, you'll know what to say. So again, this is a great tool to use as you are building your business and just putting yourself out there. And people will think you are amazing what you are. Got healing presentation in a box. Three ways your digestive health affects your energy, your mood, and your sex drive. Again, you've got the transcripts, you've got the PowerPoint to edit it, and use that in a class, in any type of presentation. And that's a new resource, so fun stuff. The file uploader is if you're gonna come to a call and you have some labs that you want Dr. Rita Marie to review, you use the file uploader. But if you have something that is going to be longer, whether it be your genetics test or a case study, you're gonna use the case study submission form and uploader. So that's where you'll find those two pieces. The bulletin board, we have our INE Student Hall of Fame spreadsheet where you can see what some of our students are doing. You can add yourself to that if you so wish. Here we go. You know, retreats, classes, webinars, researching, blogging, summits, you know, radio shows. So you can see the types of things that people are doing. You can see their websites, and there's contact information there. So that's a good resource for you. And Let's see. Support, again, if you have any questions. You know, there's the INE Facebook group. There's the NEPT one that I was telling you about earlier. Each of our calls has an Ask Dr. Rita Marie. And so you can, I just noticed it says Ask Lynn. Ha. So you can go click on that, and there is a place that you can put your question in. If you know that you're not going to be able to make a call, but you know you have questions, this is where you can do that. Let's see. This is where your monthly accountability journal is at the bottom here. So many people just have it the last day of the month. They'll just fill out their monthly accountability journal, and Dr. Rita Marie will go through that. Pardon me. I thought there was more. Nope, I guess not. Events, so we've got the Shine Conference and the Practitioner Retreat. So if you're looking for any of the Shine materials that you have access to, that's where these are going to be. And that will be both the digital as well as the materials themselves, the handouts, et cetera, as well as the videos. I don't think these are quite ready yet. I'll just double check. Yep. I know they were just talking about them today being almost ready. For the practitioner retreats, I think we're talking again about June for next year, and possibly. We've done it in Florida, we've done it in Texas, usually someplace that has pretty good weather. So if you want to see what we've done from others, I know Teresa was there last year and we had a pretty good time. So you can see what we talked about. And we have the videos right there. But it's definitely, while these are really nice, there's definitely nothing else at all like it being there. So I encourage you when you see that, to take advantage of that. So your bonuses. This is where you're going to find those. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's usually anywhere from 30 to 60 days before they're activated. And this is where they're going to show up. And it'll be different for you depending upon when you signed up and where you signed up and everything like that. But that's where that is. Okay. Has this helped at all? Do you feel a little more comfortable?
Yes. I will pester you with fewer questions from now on.
That's okay.
Maybe I'll just pester you with different questions.
There you go. All right. Then it's okay. It's all good. And I'm sure as time, you can come to these calls every month. That's perfectly okay because, you know, the things change. And if you haven't visited a particular area for a little bit, it's okay to come back and revisit this. And different modules have different pieces to it. I just showed you the one. Maybe I'll show you a different one.
Lynn, can I go back with one more question about the lab? Is there a good time to ask that right now?
It's always a good time. Yep.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this, because I know that we can order for ourselves lab work through Dr. Rita Marie from whatever is accessible to us. But let's say if I'm working with a client and I would like to order a test, can I still do that through Rita Marie, or it would be a point at some point in the time, then there would be a possibility, or what does that look like?
Right. So if this is one of the labs that we can't have an account with, then you can order for them through that lab testing site. And again, we'll get the information and we'll just forward it on to you.
Okay.
What people generally do is they just share that link, that lab testing link, with their clients, and then the client just orders it.
Correct. And then let's say if this is a difficult to read or to understand, am I able to bring a client's case into one of the calls with the lab work or not?
So that is where you go to, So if you just want to go over the lab, you can do that. But if you want to do the whole case, you'll do it on a case, right? And so then you're going to do it through a case study call.
Okay.
And that's why we have those. Those do generally take more time. So we only do, usually it's two on an average. And then if it is a digestive call for the digestive mastery, there is that retreat we're having in January. And that's what she's going to be doing, is reviewing those cases. So if you do think you'll have a case for that, then let us know.
Okay. And a last question, the Dutch test, is that primarily for women, or can men do the testing as well?
Well, outside of the cycle mapping, the men can do it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, men have hormones.
Right. I saw it and I was not quite sure. I knew the cycle mapping was not something they want to do. But
yeah, okay. No, but I mean, because they do their adrenals show up there, as well as testosterone and estrogen and the metabolites. So you can definitely help with that. And it just gives you more information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Can you pop over to your recordings and show me what's on your recordings menu?
Sure. Yeah, let's see. So here, I'm going to get this out of the way. So I've got ACR, CMDS, INE office hours, IRSPT, NEPT, and PBSS. And so you're
okay,
saying you don't have IRSPT?
Right. So that one and the blood sugar one are the two that I don't have.
So you don't have the IRSPT recordings, and you don't have the glucose testing resources.
Right.
Okay. I will check on that. Does everybody else here have those pieces, or I'm assuming you're probably looking at the same time just to verify it.
I'm unable to check it right now, so I will have to let you know, Lynn, later.
Okay. All right. Oh, hold on a second. All Okay. So some of that might be because that's part of the blood sugar balancing module. And
I might not have that one open yet.
Yeah, that is module 10.
Okay.
And
okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. I'll double check on at least the glucose testing resources, but I'm thinking that's why the recordings at least are not there.
Okay.
That part makes sense. Let's see, you've been with us since August, September?
Yes.
So
September, I think.
So are you probably up to history taking or digestion?
So I am behind. But trying to catch up. So I've been looking at my homepage menu. I've got the last one's open is so I've got first steps, adrenal, business success, cellular metabolism, digestion, food principles, history taking, macronutrients, micronutrients, and overview of nutritional endocrinology.
Okay.
So
it sounds like digestion is probably the last one you've got.
Last one, yes.
Yeah, right. And there we have a saying here, you are never behind, you are right where you're supposed to be. Right?
I'm owning where I am.
Right.
I'll take that. And,
okay.
And work on closing where I want to be.
Okay. Because we want it all now.
Yes, everything now.
Yes. Sponge.
Yep.
That's probably why, I mean, that definitely makes sense on the recordings. But I'll double check with the glucose testing resources. Because you had the blood sugar balancing in a box, correct?
I have gut healing in a box, but not blood sugar balancing in a box.
Okay.
I'm looking under resources.
Yep.
And I see post-test and exam, CMDS, NEPT, gut healing presentation in a box, file uploader, and case study.
Okay.
Okay. So I do have the glucose in a box.
So this could very well be because of that.
Okay. That's fine. So that might be just the whole, all that insulin and blood sugar stuff. It's not.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. No problemo.
Yeah. I just thought that those were opened, that the glucose testing resources and the blood sugar balancing in a box would have been open, but it does make sense if you haven't been through the module that doing a presentation on it might not.
Might be premature.
Exactly. You said that so well. And since you have the digestion module open, that makes sense why the gut healing presentation is open to you.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. I'm good.
Yeah, you are good. Great questions. Okay. Any more questions? So is everybody comfortable with going through the program, working through it? I'm not sure exactly where people have started. And if you really haven't started, the best place to start is this first steps. Just go there and, just do those simple things. It may sound simple, but it's really profound that even as you go through and you do these simple things, it prepares you to go on and start the next module. And because you're doing something, and sometimes just not doing something at all prevents us from doing anything at all. And so if you go to those first steps and do those simple things, that that will be really helpful for getting you into module one. I did talk real briefly about getting you into the Vibrant Living Members site. So again, on the right-hand side, you can see towards the bottom, it says VLM programs external. So that's one way you can do it there. You can also do it here where you log into the Vibrant Living Members site, and then you can have access to the Energy Recharge Foundational Pillars here. So we'll go do that. And again, the things that you find on this Vibrant Living Members site, that these are our client programs that you'll have access to for your own self-care, as well as getting to see what we share with our clients. And so here's our Energy Recharge Coaching is our year-long coaching program. And so here we have things like the 7-pillar assessment card, stress transformation, attitudes and beliefs. It's got all those 7 pillars and how you can help your clients with them. You'll hear Dr. Rita Marie say so many times that rather than doing these extensive tests and things like that, let's help get these pillars in balance. And it's amazing as we work on these pieces here, these foundational pieces, so many other parts of their lives, this health journey they're on, start to even out, and it becomes less complicated. It's not that everything magically goes away, but it makes it easier. And so then maybe you decide you want to go in and help them more with their digestion. So you go to the gut repair, the GRAND program. Or maybe you want to help them more with their adrenal fatigue. And that would be here, correcting adrenal fatigue and exhaustion. And so, again, for yourself, as you're going through this, you can go through these pieces. And again, for your clients, you can see what we do. You'll find that there's a lot of these materials you'll have access to through the different practitioner programs, but this gives you an idea of how we use it and how we put it together. You know, here's the adrenal assessment. Here we go. Maybe. We're being extremely slow tonight. There we go. So they always have a video. And I really recommend that you, when you get a chance, to go through some of these videos, because they're hugely educational in and of themselves. We've got assessments, physical assessments, any lab tests that might be needed to be ordered, and then we have a journal. So part 2, calming your emotional demons, part 3, how your adrenals work, part 4, foods and herbs for adrenal support, part 5, putting a plan in place. And so that's just this particular one. Has anybody had a chance to go through and do any of the client programs for yourself or for a client or with a client?
I'm actually, I think I'm going to be starting one of these with the adrenal assessment and okay. The adrenal fatigue one, the one we were just looking at. Okay. With one of my clients.
She's, oh, good.
She's chronic anxiety and depression, lifelong anxiety and depression, and a lot of brain fog. So I'm thinking this might be the place to start with this and gut health both.
Yeah, definitely gut health. Blood sugar is another one to consider, especially with brain fog. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the video that came out today from Dr. Rita Marie on, there's some good information in there too. So there is no shortage of information here.
Yes.
I think, and I think it's excellent information.
Yeah, so this, I think this client is, she's resource limited, but I think she's really ready to make some changes. So anything that we can do to give her free changes, I think she will actually incorporate. So
so those assessment pieces, pardon me, are great. And then you'll see some of the... let's see, it's not on this one. There's documents and things that you can use. Obviously, since it's from Dr. Rita Marie, you want to make sure that that's clear, that that's the resource you got it from. And with adrenal fatigue especially, as it is with all of the programs, the emotional piece is a big part of it. And, you know, there's emotional eating strategies, transforming stress. I don't know if any of you are signed up as an affiliate with Dr. Rita Marie.
On my list for this week. So if you got appointed to that, that would be great. So
right here, here's your affiliate sign up. So it's drritamarie.com. And there is affiliate sign up right there. And it's really simple.
Okay, I'll do that tonight.
Yeah. And then, so that way, so for example, the transforming stress system we were just talking about, you can send, you'll get a link through, you'll log in and you'll get your affiliate link, and you can send that link to the transforming stress system to your client, and they sign up and you get a commission off of that.
Cool.
You know, and
awesome.
That goes for any of the programs, the books, things like that. So, all right. Any other questions from people? You guys have great questions. I hope this has been helpful.
Definitely helpful.
Okay.
I am no longer mystified about where to go.
Let's see. Now I just have to remember where I was. There, that's one of them. There we go. Yeah, so hopefully this helps you to be a little more comfortable in playing around with this. If you do have any questions, you can bring them to the Facebook page. There is a call on Thursday that you can bring it to. Put it in your journal. We try to give you as many opportunities for support as we can, because we're here for you. We've got to get this message out to the world. All right, last call for questions. Okay, well, let's see here. Oh, you're very welcome, Eva. It's my pleasure. This is something I know I can do. I'm definitely not Dr. Rita Marie with her brain, but this is something I know I can do. If there's ever any way I can be of support to you, just let me know. Okay. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Have a great week. And I just look forward to talking to you again.
Cool. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're very welcome. Good night.